You're listening to The Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. I've been encouraging you this week not to be a part of the I am offended culture, but also not to be intimidated by it. It's easy to allow this invasive culture to cause us to keep our mouths shut when we should speak out, causing us to be fearful that we won't be accepted or approved by others. Don't you know that the enemy of our soul delights in using this offendedness syndrome to cause us to retreat into our holy huddles and keep our mouths shut? Consider a time when Jesus offended some people in confronting the Pharisees and teachers of the law about their hypocrisy in Matthew 15. The disciples came to Jesus and said, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this?" The disciples were shocked that Jesus would openly speak against their religious rulers, knowing they were powerful and could do Jesus harm. I can imagine them taking Jesus aside and advising him that his criticism of the Pharisees was really dangerous. They figure he somehow didn't get it, didn't realize that he was offending the Pharisees, for surely he wouldn't do that intentionally. Listen to how Jesus responded. "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots. Leave them. They are blind guides. If the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." Here's what Jesus is saying. If the Pharisees and their teachings are not from God, not according to the truth, then they won't last, and their teachings won't last. Just let them alone. Don't waste time trying to change them or please them. They are blind, leading blind, and eventually they will be exposed and they will fail. Truth always trumps error. So there will be times when speaking the truth, yes, even speaking the truth in love, will be offensive to someone. Those are the times we must be ready to give a defense for the hope that is in us, as Peter puts it, and to do that reverently and gently. So when we need to speak the truth that may be offensive to others, we do it in a humble spirit with as gentle words as possible, but we don't shrink from doing it, even if we're criticized for offending others. So while we are never to be part of the I am offended culture, we are likewise never to be hesitant to speak truth, and always in a loving spirit. I'm so glad that we're offering a special book this month, The Relationship Principles of Jesus, which can be yours for a donation in any amount. You can order it on our website at christianworkingwoman.org. Thanks for joining me today.